This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So there were two very young children, and they were very, very excited. And they were excited because they were making their first journey on a train. So they climb on to the train, they have their tickets, they find their seats, and they settle down as they wave goodbye to their parents on the platform. Now, their parents had given each of them an apple for their journey as they were headed out to visit some relatives and friends in the countryside. And just as one child picks up the apple and takes a bite, the train enters into a very long, long tunnel. And in the darkness, the child says to his friend, "Have you taken a bite of your apple yet?" And the other child replies, "No." And the child says, "Well, don't. I just did, and I went blind." So today, friends, all the scripture readings we have today, it's about the journey, right? It's about the journey, and then this journey, this thing we call faith. Someone once asked, well, what exactly does the church do? What is our mission as the church? And maybe we'll start to use it now. And I said, well, first of all, is to meet and follow Jesus. Why do we want to meet and follow Jesus? Because, well, life is just better with Jesus. And why is that? Because Jesus shows us about this journey that we're on. It's a journey, and along this journey, well, let's just say stuff happens. And sometimes along our journey of life, we find ourselves in dark tunnels, unable to see. But it's faith. Faith in knowing the God that we meet in Jesus Christ can get us to the other side. I chuckled a bit again as we were reading the scriptures today. Paul's letter to the Romans, when he talks about Abraham who became Abram. And we read that Abram was 75 years old when God sent him on this mission. Now, it wasn't that long ago when 75 years old would be considered near the end of one's life. But I don't know if you've been following the news, but the way medicine and health is today, the expectation of us is to now live beyond 100. That's a long time. I'm 45. I'm like, wow, what am I going to do for that long? But we hear today, Paul is talking about Abram. He gives us, you know, he says he was like 100, weakened in faith when he's considered his own body. If Abram thought about his age and about his body, then yes, he would have been weakened in faith, but he was not. For many, he would have been considered entirely too old to carry on this journey, about 100 years old. And if they'd considered his wife, Sarah, who was unable to have children at her age. But Abraham wasn't thinking about his age or his body or his health. He was not weakened by the possibilities because he knew and believed in God, and that God can use anything and everything that we have to offer, no matter how much. No matter how small we may think it is, to God, it has value. And as we think about this journey through faith, we have these stories today about faith. We have Abram had faith, Matthew had faith, the leader of the synagogue had faith, the suffering woman had faith. And again, in Paul's letter to the Romans, he says, but here's the deal. If everyone only followed the law, if all we did was follow the rules, then we would not truly be heirs to God's kingdom. If all we have to do is follow the rules, then what need is there of faith? If all we have to do is follow the rules, then there's a dryness to this life that God wants us to have. Because, my friends, living a life with God in Jesus Christ is more than following rules. It's about a way of being. It's about a way of being no matter where we are in our stage of life. That the journey continues for all of us. That we never really fully arrive. We know later that Abraham does, and Moses, and they reach the promised land, and they don't get to go because the journey never fully arrive there. But our goal is to keep going, and we hear in our Genesis reading that Abraham journeyed, and he journeyed by what? He journeyed by stages. Abraham would journey to a place, and he would get there and recognize that God had gotten him to a place in his journey. And he would build an altar, and he would praise God. And then he would journey a little further, and he would be able to look back and say, God got me here. And he would build an altar and praise God. And as he made each stage of his journey, whatever darkness or tunnels or hardships, he was able to look back and say, God got me here. And he would build an altar and praise God. And Abram would continue on these stages. Friends, we are invited to continue through these stages. And each time along our journey, we reach a place where we can stop and pause and look back and say, God got me here. We're asked to pause, to build an altar, and to praise God. Whenever we get to a place of joy, contentment, and satisfaction, we're called to look back and say, God got me here, and build an altar and praise God. When we're in the darkness of the tunnel, that, my friends, is when we're called for faith. Faith is easy to have when we can see the other side. But the call of faith in Jesus Christ is that God will get us to the other side. And when we reach the other side, whatever trauma or sorrow or grief or pain or sickness or illness, whatever that other side looks like, sometimes in our stories today, it looks like healing. Sometimes it looks like the ability to carry on in illness. Sometimes it looks like strength and courage to face whatever the challenge may be. But faith is knowing that God is there. And that in our trust and our belief and our loneliness, God will get us to the other side. This, my friends, is why life is just better with Jesus. Because Jesus shows us in his very life that God can get us to the other side. Because in this journey, stuff happens and none of us are immune to it. And in the Old Testament days, the God of the law was believed to be the God of wrath. That if you broke the law, then there was judgment. But Jesus comes along and says it doesn't quite look like that. People don't get sick because they lived a sinful life. People don't have pain and suffering because they didn't follow the rules. Sometimes life just happens. But with Jesus, life can get us to the other side. With Jesus, even in the midst of pain and sorrow and suffering, we have the ability to be at peace. With Jesus, we have the ability to know that God understands our pain and suffering. And when we join together with other followers of Jesus, and when we are weak in our faith and we're not sure and we're worried And we're sad. That, my friends, is why we need a community of other followers of Jesus. Because when we are well, we can lift others up. And when we are down, we are called to seek out those who can help carry us through. But it is this faith. That's why we hear when Abram left, he didn't just go by himself. He took his family. He took other believers of faith to go with him on this journey. And when Matthew said, "Yes, I will follow you," to Jesus, Jesus didn't say, "Okay, Matthew, just you and I are having dinner." He invited the whole crowd. None of us are meant to take this journey alone. And when we think about those of us who want to follow the law, it's a righteous thing to do. But there's more to it than that. It's about our very essence and our very being. As Jesus says, it's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. And my friends, we all need a doctor in Jesus Christ. It's been said that the church is not a warehouse for saints, but a sanctuary for sinners. We all need a doctor and we all need a sanctuary. And so when I think about the journey that God has called us on at this time and this place and this day, collectively we are on a journey, an individual, you all are on your journey. Some know of your journey. But God says you're never too old to continue the journey. God says you're never too old to have an impact in the kingdom of God. God says you're never too old to continue to grow in your faith. God says everybody is invited. Jesus says everyone is invited. Everyone is invited to participate in this way of life. God says, remember when we accomplish things together. Remember gratitude. So if we think about our readings today, the recurring theme is faith. The recurring theme is keeping faith on this journey we call life here on earth. The journey here is faith that God and Jesus Christ will make that journey, that life, better, richer, more fulfilling, even though bad stuff happens to good people, even though unexpected things will happen. Faith is knowing that God is with us. That God is with us right here, right now, wherever we find ourselves, and that God and Jesus Christ will get us to whatever the other side of it is. And some of those things are exciting things. Say we start a new relationship. The exciting thing is that it blossoms and evolves into a marriage and maybe a family. Don't forget to build an altar and say thank you. Some of those things is that through our life, we develop friendships and relationships that sustain us and give us joy. Don't forget to build an altar and say thank you. Because it's in those moments of gratitude that God will continue to be able to take us from one stage to another. And it's those moments of gratitude that when we look back and we see others struggling, that we're able to carry them along and say, you know what? I've been there too. And look, I've made it to the other side. And I know you will too. And we can do this together. I have a spiritual director. His name is Marshall, and he's wonderful with imagery. And one of the things we were talking about, and I love to talk about this, especially when we're thinking about Abram at 75, God calling him out to start this whole new thing. And he says, you know, it's interesting when we're younger, right? If the whole journey is about this, about alignment, God to heart, reaching the divine, centering it within us. When we're younger, right? We tend to want to hold things out here. When we're younger, we can carry all of these things. When we're younger, we want to accomplish all of these things. Now, if you want to participate, you can put your arms out here. You don't have to. Let's see how far up and down your arms can go when they're out here. No, 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 you can't bend your shoe. You can't go straight, Marilyn. Uh-uh. And then as we get older, things become, we get more realistic about what we're able to do and what matters most. And then we get to a place in our life when we are truly at peace, where our priorities are in line with God's. And now we are centered. And Marshall says, what if we could start here? But it is a journey, friends. And we're all on it, and we're all in different stages of it. And I just encourage you to keep going, because there's beauty and honor and glory in every piece. Amen.